Drop it. You're now listening to Miss Congeniality and the Third Runner-Up Podcast, the show that brings you the small-town girl talk, encouragement, and humor from the perspective of a pastor who is also a DJ and a professional counselor who is also a former VFW queen. Here are your hosts of Miss Congeniality and the Third Runner-Up Podcast, Candace and Natalie.
Xander has gotten in his faith. Posting Bible videos.
I know. I follow his video. He's religious about putting those things up, too. He does it. Every time I've seen it, I was like, I know, Nat's so proud of that.
I am. I mean, that's the Lord. And I told him, I said, listen, don't be doing it for comments or likes.
You know what I mean?
You do it because that's what the Lord tells you to do.
Yeah.
If you do it for any other reason, then stop doing it.
Yeah.
But when he first started, this is a funny story. He started posting. He started in Genesis, you know. So
yeah,
look, y'all want something exciting to read? Get into the Word.
He started at the very beginning. Go through.
Ooh, so he started, and when he got to the story about Lot and his daughters,
oh yeah,
I was like, oh
yeah,
we're getting there.
It's getting kind of heavy.
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, that's a story of incest, Candace.
Yeah,
and it's like if you don't really understand the context of what all was going on and all that stuff, you think that is some weird stuff, which it was. It's bad.
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyway, so he tells the whole thing, but it's so cool because trust what the Lord is doing in your kids and don't get in the way of that, because at the end, he had such a good message, but it was funny because he said sex in one point in that little video and intercourse. And so I text my friend and I said, he said sex on the internet. She texted me back and said, and intercourse. I was like, but it was funny, you know.
Yeah.
And Maddox is still Maddox. He's crazy and I love him. He's me. So I can't, you know.
I love that.
Fuss about that. He's such a little funny thing. He's a mess. And he loves the Lord, too. And he keeps us on our toes because he questions everything, which I think is a beautiful thing. Let your kids question
stuff.
That's
so you.
Yeah. But it makes you deeper if you let people question things and go further. You know what I mean? With the Lord.
Yeah.
So
it is. I mean, don't stop him.
I know. What's your voice?
Speaking of questions, Grayson had some teeth pulled yesterday. He got that gas. He was so nervous.
Oh, my gosh.
He asked them so many questions that I said, son, you got to quit.
What was he asking them?
What's going to be next? Can you give me some water? What are you putting in here? It was... And he don't talk that much.
I can see your face like,
oh, I was like, is this real? Is this happening? He was like, are you going to pull it next? What's this? Tell me about my molars and this. And it was like, oh my gosh.
That's hilarious. And he might be a dentist one day.
No, he's like me. He's horrified. I think it was partly anxiety, nervousness, him talking like that. And then the other part was this laughing gas or whatever he had. So we got six teeth out getting ready to get braces. So.
Braces.
Yeah, he's been in the basketball and football. He's my sportsman.
Yeah.
He loves that. So that's his thing, and he studies it all the time.
Yeah.
And what you're talking about was Xander had to say or do, like, Braden's been real involved in theater, and he's been in all these plays.
That's awesome.
So he's had to kiss a girl on stage in the last two things, and everybody's like,
What?
Yeah.
I need to know what kind of kisses.
It was just like it was a little kiss, but still, you know. And he had to smoke a cigar.
You are letting your kid just go straight to the pit.
I know. I know. And it was so awkward how he did it, how he smoked this cigar. We laughed.
Why did he smoke it, like weed or something?
No, he was just like, didn't know what he was. It looked very awkward.
Well, that's good.
It is. But it's so funny to see him like that, you know?
Yeah. Does he love it?
He loves it.
That's so good.
He was in the Addams Family and it was so good. I mean, it was.
You need to tell me. I want to come see it next time. See one.
It was awesome. He had a. It wasn't like the lead, but he had a solo and a lot of talking and he was in it. It was good. I'd have never thought.
Wow.
Then he come home. He was talking with an accent. He was like, I said, why are you talking like that?
I don't talk like that.
I guess I've been trying to lose my country accent talk because they really got into character and everything.
Wow.
I said, that's not happening.
You live in Rockwell, China Grove. You ain't going to lose it, honey.
I know.
Small town.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. That's what they've been busy. Busy, busy.
Yeah.
They're doing good. Good grades.
Your mom and dad's good?
Yeah, mom. I think she was probably in the cancer journey pretty good.
In 2022?
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of sucked.
That was a spiritual warfare as well.
Yes. It wears you down.
To watch somebody get wore down.
Yeah.
She is cancer free now.
Praise the Lord.
I know. No more treatments and stuff, but she has a lot of neuropathy in her feet from the yeah, chemo, so it's changed the way it hurts, and she can't walk as good.
It's hard to watch your parents get older.
That's sad, yeah. You know? But my daddy was out on the basketball court beating some little middle schoolers.
I believe
this weekend, so
I love that.
Was like, get it. My mom's doing better. She's doing better. But yeah, sickness, yeah, stuff like that, I consider that in the realm of the spiritual warfare that knocks you off your feet.
Oh, yeah, I know. Like, when my dad had that heart attack, they were at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Had my kids there, because I was coming home from the Philippines, so I've also been doing mission work.
Yeah, you have.
The last couple of years. So that's been a dream come true. Kind of like you with, you know, becoming a pastor at Trinity, especially. But I told my dad, I was like, I still need you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I know, yeah.
And I honestly, like, not even just for myself, but I love his influence in my kids' lives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that godly influence is a big deal. So, anyway, it was just, you know, it hits you. It's crazy.
He's doing good, though, right?
He's doing good. Yeah, he eats french fries way more than he should. But he's doing good. So he's back to doing his push-ups every day.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's at a church.
He is. Yeah.
He's always helping some people through with their church.
I miss how we were raised.
Did you know that your dad posted one day?
Oh, my God.
Do you know? With the rap music behind it or something?
No.
He posted a story one day, and it was like,
he should not be on social media.
Join us at whatever.
Yeah.
And it had like a rap song behind it, a newer rap song. And I got so tickled.
Oh my gosh. This is the funniest
story. You didn't know that?
You know what's funny is one time he posted, come to church. We're having service 10 to 6. I said, boy, ain't nobody going to go to church 10 to 6. He meant to put 10 and 6.
Oh. Mama posted me and Megan's picture one day, and she had, like, this is how we do it behind it. Oh. And we said, Mama, get that off.
Friday night.
Yeah, this is how we do it.
That
we
is so died. Funny.
Oh, God.
She finds out this is my story.
She was probably typing in at him. Yeah, this is my story. This is my song.
Oh, I'm dead.
And it had that behind our face, and we were like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. This is funny. I think I texted you this a while back. Somebody that I know that used to be a pastor at a church, I'm not going to tell you where, because I don't want him to feel disrespected, but it's just really funny. And he would not be a fan of all this crazy stuff about pronouns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In his post, he put...
Oh, yeah.
He put... something about she does this, and it was a he, and I said, oh, he would die. He would die if he knew it. If he knew it. And so I texted some people like, this is just cracking me up.
Yeah, I remember. I know what you're talking about.
Because he put the wrong pronoun. It just made me laugh so hard. And then somebody texted back and said, you should have seen the time he posted his son-in-law's contact information as his profile. Oh, my God, what are we going to do when we get old?
My grandma, for a short time, had social media. I don't know why my mom did, but she posted, like, my grandpa's brother died, and she posted his face with a laughing emoji on it in her story.
And we died.
She didn't know what she had done, but we died. We were like, my mom's going to have to log out.
For these reasons, it makes me really glad that old people are on social media.
Well, yeah, that's funny.
But sometimes it keeps me going in my job, because you know how many people come in and go, my in-laws or my mom posted this on it, whatever.
Facebook. It surrounds it, don't it?
Yes. Y'all, if you have something to say to your family, go tell them to the face. Don't put it online, please.
Or in an indiscreet
your counselor and your
status.
Well, thank you. Yes. And don't be passive-aggressive online.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't post weird stuff. Also, no one cares.
That's true.
Online, what your political beliefs are.
That's true.
And things like that.
Yeah.
That would be one way for all of us to get through this year better. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
They really don't. And be encouraging. You know what I'm saying? Or give people something to think about. That's okay.
Yeah.
But I don't really care what you think about guns.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Do you care?
That's the last thing I'm thinking about. No. I mean, maybe I should, but.
And here's my passive aggressive, like, example. If you don't agree with drinking and you went out with some friends and they had a glass of wine and you didn't, don't go online and post about people having wine after the dinner. That's stupid. Just tell them how you feel or keep your mouth shut, right?
I know.
Oh, people.
And then people get so mad about it. And everybody takes that to heart that they're talking about them.
Oh, or people get so offended. That's another episode we need to do, a fence. Oh,
that's what I say that to my boys all the time. It's like, put your fence down.
Oh, that's good.
Put your fence down.
Look at that.
I say it all the time. Put your fence down.
Man, I really like that. That's good.
I try to keep my fence down, but
you know what? I heard this. I don't know if I've been here since we've talked about this on the podcast, but there's an author that I really love. She wrote this book called The Devil in Pew 7.
Oh, thank
you. Did I say this on the Church Hurt one? I hope I didn't. But if I did, it's good. It's worth repeating. I'm sorry. But she has her own horrific story about some things that she went through. And when I went to hear her speak in person, she said something that just stuck out to me and I'll never forget it. And she said, if you put up walls around your heart, you know, maybe through a fence or whatever, that you're also putting up a wall up to Jesus,
yeah,
or to other people, yeah, who are going to try to help you heal.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's really good.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's so true.
It is. Well, I just preached about that. Look, because we're talking about the upper room and how
the upper room,
the disciples were in there.
Yeah.
Before Jesus, the night he was getting crucified, but also, yeah, like days after that, they were still in that room hiding out.
Yeah.
But God got to them. Both times. Wow. Through the walls, through the locked doors.
So good. Wow, that'll preach, Cam.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you can lock him out of your heart.
I'm about to run an aisle in this church.
If I had my tambourine, I could twirl my baton and they wouldn't
can
see it.
Can you please twirl your baton right now?
I will.
I'm just glad that you have that in your office. She has her baton, just so y'all know. I'm going to take a picture and post it on social media.
Okay.
She's the best, like, is it a batonist?
Majorette.
Majorette. Smile. I love it. Okay, now I'm gonna video for her, y'all, for her. Okay. I mean, she, did we, have we talked about her with the fire batons?
Well, we did a,
you should have done this for Miss Merry Christmas.
And we did a talent show.
No offense, Amanda.
We did a talent show.
Look at that. She's and, still got it.
We all boom twirled. Me and, yes, my friend Amy Talbert, she used to be a,
yes,
majorette. And we had some fly girls and we all did a routine. That's why these are here.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, it makes me happy.
Our bands are like, ugh.
I know.
It's terrible.
I know.
We need to bring that back. It's a dropout prevention strategy.
Your notes make me bust. Oh,
you know, my handwriting.
I know that handwriting.
So bad, y'all. You know, back to mission trips, I wanted people to know, like, that's one thing. I started a clothing line called Counselor Threads.
Yeah. I'll be wearing my emotional support hoodie. That thing, yeah, is comfortable.
I had a client, she said, don't mind me, I have my emotional support hoodie on today. And I was like, oh, that would be such a cool thing to actually create.
It is cool.
And the reason I did it was to pay for the mission trips that the, yeah, counselors and I go on, because I hate support raising and all that. So, yeah, I thought if we have a funding source.
Yeah.
So it hasn't really taken off that much, but that's okay. You know, we're just putting it out there and you can check it out. But the mission trip for me is sort of a dream, like Pastor was for you. You know, my husband was always never felt called to go into full time, like,
yeah,
foreign missions.
You would have been gone, I think.
Yeah. But that's okay, because I feel like wherever you are is your mission field. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
definitely.
So I try to bring light to the community that I'm in through my counseling practice and through,
and
you know, whatever church I'm in to serve, or, you know, even just being a friend to people, being, you know,
yeah,
positive wherever I am and talking about Jesus. But there's so many people in the world who don't have resources for mental health and they,
yeah,
don't have access to services.
Yeah.
So the Lord has given me opportunities to marry what I do for a living, mm-hmm, and missions. And so we've built over the,
it's
last
like the
years,
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit
look
coming
at that
together.
Boom.
It's a triangle.
You're such a preacher now. Gosh, I love it.
It all comes together.
Yeah, it does. And so we've been to the Philippines and going back, and we've worked, yeah, with girls who've, you know, been through trauma.
I think that's so cool.
And we do some counseling for them and treatment planning so the staff there can have strategies to work with them on. I was able to train like 75 to 100 pastors, leaders in the community on mental health.
That's cool.
You know what I mean?
Like, that's very cool.
So we're going back this year. Super excited to do that again.
Yeah.
And I just got back from Nicaragua.
Yeah, that's right.
And did some training there for their staff.
Your kids go?
No, I'm hoping so next year.
Okay.
They have school, so they,
okay,
can go. Europe to help Ukrainian refugees and,
right,
Kenya with present age. So the Lord's just really expanding that territory.
That's so cool.
You know?
And you love it.
I love it. Just like you love being,
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think when you say yes to the Lord in the small things, then he just gives you more.
Yeah.
And more. And the more you say yes, he's going to take you on this amazing journey.
Oh, yeah.
And with each yes, and if you walk in that obedience, like, it's just such an amazing journey. But I'll tell, like, Xander, I'll say, what am I going to do one day, or this and that, you know, which he's taken flying lessons and loves,
yeah,
ministry. And I see the Lord merging all that together.
Oh, yeah.
Too. But I told him, I said, you just say yes to God today. You just focus on yes today and tomorrow and the next day, and God will lead you where you're supposed to go.
Right.
But you have to be faithful today, right?
You have to be faithful today. And you can't expect to have it all laid out ahead of you. Yeah. You got to be willing to kind of roll with it.
Absolutely.
You'll love this. I'm going on a mission trip this summer. I'm going to Costa Rica. My whole family's going. Woo-hoo! And
I'm so pumped.
There's like 20 of us from church here.
That is awesome.
7 years ago, I took a group there.
Wow.
And when I left, I said, I want to bring my family here.
Yes.
And so Grayson would have been a baby.
Oh my God.
So we're all going back this summer, taking the whole church, the people that went before.
Wow. What are you going to do?
We're going to do Bible school, and we're going to pass out food bags in the community.
Yeah.
Because it's really
so good. Yeah.
Some poor areas down there, and there's a lot of need. So,
oh, I know it.
We did it. We went to the public schools last time and like taught Bible school every day. It was cool.
They let you?
They let us come in. We didn't.
Yes.
Lord. We didn't check in. We didn't sign
in.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So good. It's gonna change your kids.
I think so.
You know?
Grayson's never been, and they've never been out of the country. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I know you would like that.
Yeah. I love it. Maddox is going on a mission trip with the church I grew up in,
mm-hmm.
Shocker, which is really cool.
It's really good.
They've loved the youth
group. Where are they going?
He's going to Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah. The older youth, I think, are going to Panama, but he can't do that yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that. There's needs here. There's needs abroad.
I've always, when I was in youth ministry, we went to a different state.
You should.
We went to Texas, Kentucky, Virginia, North Dakota.
Yeah.
All over the place like that. Louisiana. But, I mean, you get the same. You get a different experience, but you get a...
Yeah. Still get an experience.
It changes you, yeah.
I think so, too. I think it definitely changes you, for sure.
I might have to get a tattoo of that one, like you. You're a little...
Oh, I got a new tattoo.
Did you?
Yeah. That...
What's that say?
It's Hebrew for defender or warrior, which is Xander's name.
Oh, okay.
And the other one is generous. It's Hebrew for generous, which is what Maddox's name means.
Well, that's cool. I'm impressed that you just lifted your leg up that high.
I mean, I might hurt tomorrow.
I mean, I fell out the back steps last week.
What?
I was talking to my sister. My head went to the railing, and I was so sore.
Do you have a concussion?
No, I'm sore.
I have a scar. Here's my other leg. I'm showing my scars. This was a huge, massive scrape scar right here.
Yeah.
And my butt. Everything, I can show you that. But I was walking my dogs, and they're big. They're 160 pounds. Stanley is a big old boy. He's 110. And Lexi.
Oh, how big is Lexi?
45.
That's how big mine is.
Yeah.
So little girl.
She's little, and he's big. So they weigh more than I do combined. So I was walking with them, and this lady's German Shepherd got out. Why do old people have German Shepherds?
Oh, my gosh. Don't even get me on this subject right here.
Why?
Dogs attacking. I mean, our neighbors' dogs attacked our dogs, attacked us.
I can't.
And they never stop.
What is wrong with people?
I know. If you work for animal control, call me. I have questions.
Can you please call Kenneth? Now, granted, this lady is very sweet. But when you get to a certain age, you cannot handle a dog that big. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're walking and her dog got off the chain.
Oh, gosh. Your dog.
And starts coming after us. And I'm trying to direct them just to keep going and be home. And my Stanley loses his mind. I mean, that's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to protect. And little Lexi just sat beside me like, Mommy, what's going on? And he went nuts. I've never seen him like that before.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying so hard and I didn't let go of the leashes. And they pulled me down and started pulling me on the road.
Oh,
I was road
my
God. Drug on the road. It hurt.
I'm sure it did.
I hurt for days.
You were down, being drugged.
Donnie said, why didn't you let go of the leashes? And I said, because I didn't want them to fight. And he was like, look, Stanley can take that dog. And I was like, I'm glad you feel really comfortable in that because I don't know. You know what I mean?
That's scary.
It's scary.
Yeah.
But I would really like to see the Ring door camera footage from the person across the whole street.
I would too. I would like to see that.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Everything in my body hurt for days.
Yeah, it's bad.
Not to mention the scar I have now.
Our boxers. Of course, we both have two boxers.
They're the best.
I love them. My boy's getting old. He's getting older.
Hey. What's old for a boxer?
He's like 9.
Don't say that. Lexi will be 8.
My little baby Piper, too. See, we got a boy and a girl just like you.
I know. We have Stanley and Lexi because Stanley is Stanley because the boys are obsessed with The Office.
They're Stanley.
That's how you're one of those. You're a Stanley cup.
I'm not. I like this color. That's the only reason I have this.
I also like it.
I actually would not have one that was Stanley, but I thought this color was cool.
I'm too cheap about certain things, and cups is one of those things.
I usually don't have one.
So unless someone buys me a Stanley, I'm not going to buy one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got a Yeti when someone bought me one.
Yeah.
And then they had to switch to freaking Stanley.
I know. Don't
whatever.
Don't be impressed. Because that's just random.
You know, I don't like to follow the crowd.
Neither one of us do.
Yeah, so we've had a lot going on, and we could talk for hours, but this is our, you know, part two intro back to
Miss Congeniality.
And the third runner-up. Yeah. If you don't know why we're named that, go back to episode one, and we'll get a nice explanation of that.
I'm Miss Congeniality.
And I'm the third runner-up.
Yeah.
Like, and we're fourth place loser or whatever.
I need to bring that trophy and put it in my office somewhere.
I should find it.
I have mine.
Mom probably threw it away.
So anyway. That's like the quick version of things, but we're going to talk deeper about
all these things, especially spiritual warfare. And where the Lord's taught me.
And I'm going to share more about becoming ordained and
female pastor
ministry. Yes. Yeah. And all the good and the bad that's come with that. So we're going to talk more about that.
We'll share Bobby's story at one point.
We will. And we'll still tell you funny stuff because that's what we're all about.
And that's who we
making
are.
Me laugh.
And people, we need to laugh. We needed to laugh when we started this thing because of COVID.
But
and we definitely need to now because the world has just gotten crazy.
We still need.
And we will not talk about all the craziness of the news.
Negative.
Now.
No.
We're just going to be funny and real.
It's going to be a breath of fresh air. Hopefully you can relate to the things that we've been through. And
yeah. So join in.
All right. Don't miss it. It's going to get good.
Thank you for tuning in to Miss Congeniality and the Third Runner-Up Podcast. We hope that you were able to laugh and be encouraged by our small town girl talk from the perspective of a pastor and a professional counselor.